Hola raza, this is Fernando Amador coming to you from Downey, California, and welcome to my podcast, Chicano Cast. This is Chicano Cast podcast number 28, and the title of this one is Ni de aquí, ni de allá, not. That's right, raza, because that's what we were told. We grew up hearing all our lives by our tíos and our tías, our primos, and maybe even some white people. We were not just told that, but we were treated that way by both sides. You know what I say to that? I say, fuck that. That's right, raza, fuck that. Because maybe no soy de allá, but I know that I am definitely from here. Fuck yeah, I'm an American. I was born, raised, discriminated, and rarely validated in this great country of ours, the USA. So that's where I'm from. That's where I was born. That's where I was raised. That's my culture. Maybe I'm not white, but that is my culture. And you know, it's not perfect, raza, I mean this country. And no sé si es bueno o es mala, pero es mía. And talk about this country. It's where I belong. And even though times are confusing right now, you know, I still love this country. I love this country even though sometimes, you know, it feels like it doesn't really love me back. I gotta embrace it and try and make it a better place. That's what it's all about. So hell yeah, soy de aquí. Now more than ever, you know, this country needs us to stand strong and united. And the other question is, eres de allá. You know, okay, well, I already talked about, yeah, I'm from here. I was born here. I'm a U.S. citizen. I got all my rights. But what about eres de allá? Well, maybe somewhat culturally, yes. Racially, yes, too, I guess, because we are, DNA comes from people from over there. But I know, you know, when I go there, I'm not from there. You know, I love going there. I love visiting with the primos and the tíos and the tías. But, you know, after a few days, I learned that they may look like me, but they are not like me, you know, and I'm not like them. And I'm not talking about the way you look, the family, the blood. No, I'm talking about just the way you act, the culture, the way you see society, the way you see the rules. It's just the way you grew up. You know, not to say that I'm better or I'm worse. I'm just different. Yeah, I'm an American and they're Mexican. I mean, we're just not the same. And that's okay, you know, because we're still family and we love each other. And we can still get borrachos on pulque and have a good time. But we both know where we are, where we're from, and what flag we respect. So, raza, don't be confused like I was. You know, like I've told you guys a story a million times, all right, 1,000 times, all right, 100 times, all right, tens of times, that, you know, growing up, I sometimes thought I was an American, I sometimes thought I was Mexican, and I would try too hard both ways, and then, you know, I figured it out that I'm right in the middle. I'm a U.S. citizen, but culturally, I'm right in the middle. So don't be confused and let some fucking hairpiece president make you doubt where you're from, because you're an American. And you have all and every right there is in this country. That's right. That's what we have. We have those rights and we need to claim them and we need to hold on to them. And we need to let them know that we know we have them and they're not going to take them away from us. So that's right, raza. This country needs us more than ever. Because if we feel marginalized without all our rights, then who's next? It's like that one speech or poem I read on another podcast. Remember? Remember? Let me repeat it because it's worth it, raza. Ahí va. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Damn, that's deep, raza. That's deep. Take it in. Piénsale, cabrón. Piénsale. This time, you know, they're coming for us. He said it. We are rapists, criminals, and drug dealers. So we are, as Mexican Americans or Browns, we're basically criminals in his mind. Pero sabes qué? Fuck no. I was not sent here. I did not come here from anywhere else. I'm Chicano. That's right. Yes, I am Chicano. I was born and raised in this great country, the USA. My color, my background, / culture, maybe in part from Mexico, but you know what? I'm American. Yep, un pinche gringo prieto. And therefore, Mr. President, you cannot get rid of me. And not only that, but you cannot discriminate me. I have every right any other citizen has. White, black, yellow, or any color. All right, Raza, I got a little cough going on. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm running out of spit here and of more shit to say. So let's take a quick break and allow me to make a recommendation while I take this break. Get a little commercial here. I want you guys to go to Netflix and stream a movie called Inside Job. Once you see it, you'll realize who runs this country and maybe this earth. Once you watch it, you'll understand this next comment regarding the movie. That's where Obama failed. He had these Wall Street fools, Wall Street fuckers by the balls, and he let them go. Not only did he not only let them go, but he gave them back their fucking power. The reason they got it back was with our money. Okay, no spoilers, Raza. La tarea is to watch Inside Job on Netflix. Email me on what you thought at chicanocast@blah blah blah blah. Ya saben, no se hagan. Okay, just so you know, when I recorded this and why I finally got off my lazy ass watching freaking Hell on Wheels on Netflix, binging like a motherfucker. Be careful with binging like that, because watching shows, these fucking Western shows like that, and Peaky Blinders and Mad Men, all they want to make you do is drink whiskey and smoke cigarettes. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, I wrote and recorded this ChicanoCast podcast today, Raza, which is the day that it hurts to say it, but today, Raza, is the day Trump became the U.S. president. Hard to believe. Hard to accept, but true. I even went to work late to watch the freaking inauguration. I know. But it's like watching a fucking beheading or a video of someone getting run over by a train. You know, it hurts to watch, but you just can't stop. You can't stop watching. And, you know, in watching that, one thing he did say, Trump, that is, one thing he said that we need to hold him to, and everyone before him, not just him, is that the transfer of power is not from one party to another, but it is being transferred to us, the U.S. citizens, the population. Damn, he did say that. I actually felt like, wow. I know it's probably not true, but, you know, the fact that it's being transferred to Joe Citizen, or should I say Jose Citizen, you know, that made me feel kind of good that finally maybe someone realizes that we have no fucking power. That's why we're hurting so bad. And that's why there's a one percenters. And that's why there's no middle class. And that's why so many people are fucking poor and hurting and not getting their jobs back or their life back the way it used to be. If that's true, let's hold that fucker to it, you know? Trump also said, let me quote here, "For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth." And he's right about that. If you see the movie I recommended, ¿cómo se llama? Fuck, a ver. Oh, Inside Job, esa. You will see that Obama and presidents before him assigned Wall Street fuckers to supposedly oversee Wall Street and regulate them. And ni madres, all they do is keep helping themselves and their buddies on Wall Street and the companies. And of course, you know, they owe one or two or three to the person who assigned them to the position. And who would that be? That would be the president. So these presidents have a lot of people owing them a lot of fucking favors. And that's why they can go give a speech once they're done with being president to some fucked up group once they, you know, left office and charge $1 million for a 30-minute speech. Serio, Raza, even Bush, who can't speak for shit, gets these crazy favors. So let's hope this bullshit stops. From the looks of what, you know, Trump's appointments are, no lo creo. But let's hope, no, let's not hope. Let's make sure it does happen, you know, with what is in our power. Okay, Raza, I'm out. Can't talk shit no more. I got this cough going on and I'm forcing it in. Cuando dijo mi papá, vamos cruzando el río, ni mi cara o mi piel fue la forma aceptada. Made in the USA, chin, no valgo nada. Con los años me chingué y me puse bien perrón. Aprendí a hablar inglés, me creía bien chingón. Aunque hablo el idioma, no creas que ya la hice. Para el gringo soy un wetback, un pinche chiste. Me vale lo que dicen, no piensen de mí. Mi hijo será presidente de este pinche país. El latino hoy en día no es un simple lavaplatos. Hey, Loretta,
manches, quien te limpia tus zapatos. Si no te aprovechas de esta tierra y lo que ofrece, te vas a regresar como un perro que no agradece. México, yo te quiero y allá me enterarán, pero aquí está la lana y me la tengo que chingar.
Porque no soy de aquí, ni soy de allá,
pero aquí es donde me gusta, aquí me voy a quedar.
Porque no soy de aquí, ni soy de allá, con dos acentos en la lengua llegaré a
triunfar. Pinche tos cabrona. Chame un whisky.
¿Otro whisky, cabrón? ¿Cuántos llevas? Llevan como 3 o 4.
No, vieja, es apple juice. Es para hacer mi pinche chicano que es podcast.
Cabrón.
Al principio yo le echaba al pendejo de Santana por vender lo que era nuestro y quedarse con la lana. Pero raza, yo les pido que aprendan bien inglés, porque esta tierra será nuestra otra vez. En el welfare ya te han dicho, no tengas más morrillos, compa, sigue echando pa' chingarnos estos gringos. Si queremos lo que es nuestro, hay que echarle muchas ganas para poder comprar.